Wednesday nights, soccer nights, your nights.
All right, so tonight, guys, we've got a guest who is set to change the game both on and off the field. Imagine a moment where hope and opportunity converge into a single transformative act. Now, our guest tonight has orchestrated just that in a stunning turn of events. Pakwe Group, under the visionary leadership of Chairman Thabiso Tenyane, they've announced the monumental sponsorship deal earlier today in Richards Bay. Now, this isn't just any sponsorship. I think a lot of us will say it's a lifeline. I mean, it's a beacon of hope worth 60 million rand over the next three seasons for Richards Bay Football Club. Now, for a club that fought tooth and nail to secure their Premier Division status during the tense 2023-24 playoffs, this sponsorship arrives literally as a godsend. And it promises not just financial stability, but a resurgence, a chance to rewrite their future in the annals of South African football. It's as simple as that. I mean, today, we're going to be delving into the mind of a leader who sees beyond the scoreline, somebody who understands that the true success isn't just about victories on the pitch, but about building a legacy that transcends the game itself. Now, please join me in welcoming the architect of this historic partnership. And he joins me here in our Durban studios, Chairman Thabiso Tenyane, to Marawa Sports Worldwide. Executive Chairman of Pakwe Group, good evening and welcome to the show. Good to see you.
Good evening, Robert.
Sure. How would you describe today? It almost seems like a whirlwind, early morning, leaving Joburg, going to Richards Bay. Now it is done.
It's a moment that I've been waiting for. 5 years ago, when I came to Richards Bay to develop the opportunity of Gas to Power, and I told them that I'm here to stay. And I could picture them when I was telling them that they, in the energy sector, if I were not to be technical, the transmission of the country is getting overloaded. But Richards Bay has the best lines to evacuate the power. If you can, you can picture, there's so many lines,
yes,
that can take the power from Richards Bay to the entire country. And therefore, then I saw that opportunity. I seized it, and I'm now at the point where now it's going to be developed. But what was an amazing path is I spoke to a friend of mine 4 years ago, and I said, I'm going to be backing this team. It was on the NFD. And I said, I'm going to be backing this team. But not just backing it, making sure they have all the things that makes a team to be winners. You need to invest resources, invest in facilities, invest in the players. Today, soccer is science. People imagine or review around how many distance did you run on a specific match. So Richards Bay would not be able to participate competitively with other teams. So this moment, I've imagined it, I've pictured it. I then reserved and said that I'm going to be pumping so much resources. I could have also delayed this thing and wait for the project to start in 2028. But I then decided that let me do the investment now. And this, I can say, Rob, thanks for the opportunity, because I'll be approaching the University of Natal here and saying to them, where do your dietitians and psychologists do practicals? Here's a team. Go and apply this practical as intense. And that partnership will then begin to give them the opportunity. I'll be approaching the schools to be able to say, please encourage these children to look forward to an opportunity called Richards Bay Football Club. I'll be encouraging the formation of women's football, because I'm being advised that for you to play at CAF, there are some requirements that you need to have. So that's how much intent I have. I'm already setting up people that could take that responsibility, because I can tell you, Rob, I'm saying it today, and you will call me the following season at the end of it that Richards Bay will be playing CAF.
By the end of next season?
Second season.
Sure. And all of this means it's going to be drastic action. All of this means that you can't rest. Now that the announcement has been made, the marquees are being taken down, other things need to fall into place to achieve that success. Another team from KZN called AmaZulu, they did that. They were able to do that under the guidance of Benny McCarthy. They were able to reach CAF. They were finished in second position behind Mamelodi Sundowns. They did it. It is possible.
Yes.
Now that you bring those resources, how sure are you that they have that capability and that they will be able to play CAF in that period of time?
It will not be a matter of how sure I am. I am going to make sure they source those people that are capable to make them to achieve that. There's a difference in saying, how sure are you? This thing now is in our hands. It is us that must guide it. It is us that must capacitate it. It is us that must make sure that capable people are going to be there to execute that. When sometimes you can call the best CEO from somewhere, but if you don't capacitate that CEO to be able to do what is expected to do, nothing is going to be successful. So in this instance, I'm not going to rely on what is current, and therefore now that they have announced players, therefore, no, they must get a best coach. They must get a good technical committee. They must get dietitians. They must get trainers that focus on a player. How speedy can you, how much can you sustain the pressure to the other team in order then to play in a particular way? That is going to happen. And hence, the presentation of the sponsorship, it is in two phases.
Yeah.
There is a phase where 20 million per season is going to happen.
So 20 million
per season for 3 years.
For 3 years.
That's the 60 million.
Right.
But there's a second phase I also then wrote in, the 40 million. In saying, if you were to take this 20 million that you are having, to go concentrate in building facilities, to go concentrate in sourcing the top coach.
Yes.
Then that money is not going to be effectively distributed. The 40 is exactly that we will be doing an assessment, because I'm an active sponsor.
Right.
Where I'm going to assist them to then execute an assessment, full assessment. And out of that assessment, there's going to be a plan. But out of that plan, there's going to be a strategy that we are going to follow.
So for people that love numbers, and we're heading into a break, we will pick up. This is becoming obviously very fascinating, is that it's 60 million over 3 years, so 2020. But then there's another 40 million that sits, making it 100 million rand sponsorship in totality.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll break down those numbers. We'll crunch the numbers when we come back, because I got excited when the executive chair talks about we are an active sponsor. Sometimes, guys, remember, there are sponsors that come through, make an announcement, be on the front page, and they disappear, only to appear again when maybe a trophy is being won. At times, no trophy is ever won, so they disappear into somewhere. So when you say you're an active sponsor, that should trigger a level of hope. Find out.
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.
It is the Wednesday edition of Hashtag MSW Maroon Sports Worldwide, coming through from our Durban studios on a very historic day, man. Richards Bay Football Club getting a sponsorship. It's been long coming. It's one of those where we never thought we'd see the day, because as it's promising, something happens. Then they're fighting relegation, trying to avoid relegation. There was always drama, but they survived. They went to the playoffs. Surviving has obviously meant a very, very big deal for them. The executive chairman of Parkway Group, who are the official sponsors right now, Thabiso Tenyane, is with me here in studio. Was that an important thing? I mean, had they been relegated, be honest with me, had Richards Bay been relegated, would we be sitting here today?
Yeah, it was going to be a tricky one. Because one of the clauses in the sponsorship agreement is, if you are in the PSL, I'm sponsoring you, and you then get relegated, you are losing the benefit. It's an incentive. It's, it's a carrot and a stick.
Right.
That, and that's the reality that they could not have accessed the amount or the quantum of the sponsorship. I would then probably give them whatever, 5 million a month or 2 million, one doesn't know. Because if you saying you want to participate in the international marathon, you should prepare enough in order to be a best competitor in the field at which, or the level at which. You cannot just say today, I'm going to play Sundowns and beat. It's an impossibility. So the quantum is also informed by the quality of clubs that we're talking about. However, my concern is we need to regulate in any sector.
Yeah.
We need to regulate who purchases a club in South Africa. Because it's like you are saying, I'm going to be buying this particular company. But buying it means you're going to retrench people. And buying it means you're going to start taking it to a particular direction, which has an impact to the economy. And if you know, Rob, if you want to buy a house, the bank would say how much you can afford in order to satisfy themselves, upon you can then have the ability to repay the loan. Right? So there need to be some regulation that says how much you have in order to buy a club. Because the labor laws are saying if you contract someone for services at a certain point or a date at which you have agreed upon, you must pay that person. But we hear players have not been paid in silos, and the next thing, the team is gone.
But even in the current team that you're sponsoring now, those rumors have surfaced before.
Yeah, so those realities cannot. Because therefore then by association of my brand, I cannot want to be associated with that. So those were the things that we solely engaged openly to be saying, going forward, labor laws of the country says if you have procured services from someone, you must pay that particular person. Finish and clear. Or else that person has the right to approach a court or a structure that then begins to. So I think that's the one point. The second point.
But on the payment, sorry, yeah, before you lose that, yeah, that thinking, is that payment is payment. You can pay somebody something, but at times the professional football players also get paid slave wages. I think we've seen those where you're paying a player who's playing in the professional ranks.
Yeah.
They are paying them single digit figures. It doesn't even get to double figures today in 2024. That still happens. Would you be of the mind that you would want to regulate that so that this club associated with this big brand, I mean, you run a 100% black-owned entity that is global.
Yes.
And I don't think you want that association. How do you make sure then that those checks and balances are in place, that you don't fall and the club doesn't fall into a habit where players are paid those kind of wages?
Look, my approach is I would not evaluate a club until it has a direct report to me. You know, I can't say this when people say such and such a minister is not performing. Then I say, yeah, he's not performing. I always tell people, don't evaluate a person that is not reporting to you directly. Now that I said I'll be an active sponsor, we are going to start there. Because the amount of money you pay to a person attracts that level of people. Right? But if you are not, therefore, then attracting the right players, you are never going to compete with Pirates. That's the reality. So you've already lost certain points before you even start to go and play. So that discussion is going to be there. No one says to the players that are developing, we then need to look at, for instance, and I've not assessed this sector to that particular point, but what does it mean to be promoted?
Into the top.
Into the top club.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Into the top team.
Yeah.
Right? What does it mean? So parameters must be set that if you are in a Disky team.
Yes.
Disky team probably pays between 5 and 10. I'm just making an example.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
But everybody knows that if I make it to the first team,
right,
minimum 20, 30, 40, that should be the goal that every player is looking forward to, say, if I don't perform at the Disky level, then I'm never going to see that.
Yeah.
Right? So those things are administration issues that do not even have to be on a chairman of the team. We need to have CEOs.
I was about to say, because you got to change.
We need to have a structure.
You got to change that, because that is what we've seen. And you know, everything goes through one individual. No. So
you can't be everything.
Yeah.
You just can't be everything. You need to have a proper structure. Right? Somebody knows that if my contract needs to be signed, this is who am I going to be getting my contract at, and what is going to be outlined in that particular contract. And once that is done, then the chairman can come and congratulate you. Or he can then decide that because this is the quality of a player I'm bringing in, right? I'm going to want to see him as soon as you guys have agreed with that particular player. But if when you, then the people will feel your presence as the chair. But if you do everything, now a player is scared of knowing that I either listen to the coach or do I listen to my technical or whatever or the chairman. It cannot be like that. You just need to have a proper structure. Players must not talk to the chairman. I don't want to talk to players. Mm. But I want to, when I go to speak to them, it's purely on the basis of encouraging them and showing them the importance of us winning a specific game.
And also respect the structures and the boundaries that come with those things. Before time swallows us, which usually happens on this show, an old Sap and Falslu, you're standing by on the line. We've also got Tom from Edenvale, you're standing by. I don't want to lose this thought, because you mentioned it earlier in the preamble when we started.
Yeah.
And you said one of the key things that Richards Bay must do is that they need to get a good coach.
Yeah.
So they have a coach right now.
Yeah.
Uvusi Vilakazi.
Yes.
What is the deal with him?
I would not have gone to that level of discussion.
Yeah.
Right? But on a high level, where I'm sitting is, how did we end up at relegation? How did Richards Bay end up in relegation? How then do you assess? Don't assess the coming back. How did we get there to that particular level?
Well, no, the chairman was here a couple of weeks ago and he indicated, he said that they might have given the previous coach, Gaetano Tembo, maybe a little bit long staying there. So the rope kept going longer and longer, that they should have pulled the trigger a little earlier when they could see that things weren't coming right. So he, in his own admittance on this show, said that he thinks that that's what caused it. And then they had to bring Uvusi to come in and save them from that. Now you're starting afresh.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
You starting afresh. Ideally, what would you want to see? Because ultimately, a football club survives being a football club in the Premier Division.
My wish, list first, is my brand is now associated with Richards Bay Football Club. That's number one. We're talking a brand that is bringing a $1 billion project. So I would not, my concentration point will never be the football. My concentration point is still going to be my business that I run as an executive chair. I want to compete Chiefs, Pirates, Sundowns, the top Stellenbosch,
yeah,
the top four, the top eight. I want to beat them. I want the FC to beat them. Therefore, then what do? You need a top coach. At the level at which, when we challenge Khompela or we challenge Chiefs or Pirates, they can be respecting each other. And I'm not saying they don't respect Vusi. I'm saying if you're coming back from relegation, it then means you need to capacitate yourself fully. So that structure of coaching must be relooked at and must be beefed up from where I'm sitting.
Mm. So you feel that they would need to make those changes before the season starts?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And there are, I mean, there are coaches, right? And trust me, I know Vusi very, very well.
Yeah.
Great coach. His style is something that I have always admired. You see it. His footprint is there as well. Maybe here's a quick question before we go for a break.
Good evening. Good evening, Tarob. Chairman, how are you, Chairman Denyan? It's Prince here. I just want to ask one question. Why Richards Bay? Richards Bay just survived relegation, played the playoffs. So why did he choose to sponsor Richards Bay? Was it a good financial decision to sponsor Richards Bay? Thank you. Thank you.
Richards Bay is strategic. Am I wrong?
Yes. Richards Bay is strategic. One of the things, I come as a Gauteng-based company. The quickest way to reach out to communities is through football. So that was the strategic decision.
Yeah.
Right? They happened to be there by luck. And that luck favored them. That was very strategic. But now that this partnership is formulated and it's penned down, and hence I said, the 40 is being put there to make sure that things that the club cannot be able to do as speedily as possible, then those resources are meant to, for an example, bringing goalkeeper coach, bringing in a head coach or senior coach. I hear co-coaching. I hear all these terms that are happening. But one thing for sure is that structure is going to change.
Change. I'm loving the conversation. After the break, we'll take your calls. We'll take more of the voice notes. As I said, in studio with me down in our Durban studios, Thabiso Tenyane is the executive chairman of the Pakwe Group. What are your thoughts? It's intriguing. It's deep. But you know what? Deep down inside, it's a relief for so many people in the region.
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.
Good evening, Mr. Rob. It's Solifilang here, and good evening to the MSW shareholders. And good evening to your guests in studio. First of all, congratulations to both parties on coming to an agreement and being sponsors for a Richards Bay. Big ups to Richards Bay. Big ups to their new sponsor. That's a lot of money in the bag, but thoroughly, job well done to both parties. I just love to ask your guests in studio, correct me if I'm wrong, but normally you would see that there is a, you know, particular reason why you would love to form a particular relationship with whomever it is that you're sponsoring. So what led you to, you know, come to an agreement with a club like Richards Bay to say, hey, listen, we feel that we support this idea and we would love to sponsor it. We would love to sponsor you as a club, because yes, there is a cry for many corporate companies to, you know, sponsor many, many, clubs since they're struggling financially. So what led you as a company to come to an agreement with a club like Richards Bay? That's what I'm going to find out from you. Great show as always. Thanks.
Hello, Falang. Thank you so much indeed. Do send us your WhatsApp voice notes. Give us a call if you can. It is a conversation that we're having. Very honest. I think the honesty started by, I even said it at the launch. I said, very rarely do you find agreements like this being open and transparent. Numbers are being divulged without a problem. We're being told 20, and there's a pocket of 40 that's sitting there. So it's 100 million rand sponsorship. It's as simple as that. Hulu Falang was just saying that what led then to an agreement? Because you can have, before you get to a meeting of minds, you have ukshela that comes through where you're looking, it's a prospective thing. It works for you in terms of the energy sector and what's happening in Richards Bay and the project that will be there. I think is it what 2027?
Yep.
Yeah. The $1 billion project that will be taking place in Richards Bay then, of which you are central to it. You are the business. You are the project. Leading to the agreement itself, was it a smooth? Was it the understanding on all sides? Would you say right now where you sit, it is as clear as daylight, or are there still some areas that need to be worked on?
It look, two individuals have been pursuing an objective.
Mm.
And I do believe that the chairman of Richards Bay has very clear goals of not just getting into PSL or getting relegated, and he knows the struggle of that. Parkway also has its own objectives of one, ending load shedding in the country and building a gas to power, the first gas to power in the country plant. Now, when you then do that, if I was doing it in Gauteng, it doesn't mean that I was going to approach any team necessarily. Mm. But I'm doing it to KZN. So the first question I posed was, I want to introduce myself to KZN so that then when the project starts, people have a sense in saying, who is this? That's the first thing.
Mm.
The second thing is, what is it quickly that can reach out to communities? The strategic vehicle for that is soccer. I may have chosen another level. Mm. I may have gone to soccer to schools, for instance. Right? If there was Richards Bay High School, I would probably have gone there and says, let's start this and then all done. But that was not going to draw the communities of Richards Bay in their broader context from a geopolitical or from a location perspective. So So there we are clear that here is Parkway, a brand recognized, that has delivered, that is very known in the energy sector, requires a strategic partner. That's why I look at this as partnership. And I said to the chairman, Chairman, I see some synergies here, right? When we do this thing, it's going to benefit you in a particular way, but it's going to benefit us in a particular way. But what is it that you will require in order to us then take these brands to a level where they start to be very effective and known? And those matters, of course, it was a back and forward. It probably took us almost 18 months discussing this.
Yeah.
Right? But when I realized that there are certain struggles that are becoming clearer, and relegation for me was the simplest measure that I could identify, I then stepped in and says, Chairman, you don't want to go that route. You need to rescue this thing. But after rescuing it, we need to put a strategy in and take it forward. And that was the basis. And therefore then, after the latest elections that we had in the country, and the confirmation and clarity around this minister's now in charge of electricity and energy, I then proceeded to say, I'm proceeding with this project because now things are now beginning to take a shape in the country, and therefore then let me then introduce this. So clearly, it was not an easy path of shelling and all that. But I'm confident that there are certain steps that are going to be taken. As I say, we are an active sponsor because we regard ourselves as partners, and partners must therefore then agree to a path that would satisfy and
but also challenge each other in a lot of ways, challenge each other on and on and on. Tsepo in Fort Lewis, thank you so much for your patience. I'm coming to you, Tom, in a second. Tsepo, good evening.
Evening, Mr. Marao, and evening to your guests. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good. I'm very good. The chair is here. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I think part of my questions that I had for the chair, you've both touched on them. One, how does the company plan on attracting experience or more good players to the team, and how the wages will be used to satisfy the needs of the players. But maybe I can send a comment to the chairman. This is very exciting for me. I believe Ukuthi will now have teams that will be competing in the PSL, not only on the field, but also financially, like I said, to attract such players. Maybe we'll have a league now, maybe similar to the Premier League, where we don't really see players from South Africa leaving and going to other countries because they are getting taken care of here in the country. So I think it's very exciting. We look forward to see what type of names will Richards Bay be attracting in order for them to compete, because I think the season they've just had was very horrible.
Yeah, no, you're being honest there, Tsepo. Thank you so much. All the way in Fort Lewis. Tom in Edenville, good evening.
Hi, Rob.
Thanks for your patience, boss. Good evening and welcome. The exec is here.
Pleasure, man, Rob. Greetings, Chairman. Greetings to you over there.
Greetings, my brother.
Yes, mine, Rob, is an appreciation call. We need to appreciate such people like the chairman and this group. You know, it's very rare to find people in these harsh economic conditions who pumps out his hard-earned cash to sponsor football. So those are the people we need to treat like diamonds. Chairman, would like to thank you for brainwashing our football, man. Keep it up, Chairman. That's my contribution, Rob. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much indeed. I think every one of those does count, because there is a bigger vision. There is a bigger and broader vision in terms of what you're doing. And I think one of the things that he spoke about is scouting. I think somebody else has mentioned that.
Good evening, Bra Rob. Good evening, Mr. Thabiso. Congratulations to Chairman Jomo Biela for getting a good sponsor. I just want to ask one question. It's regarding scouting network. I always try to see if clubs are changing. Since in the modern football, the coaches, technical director, the scout, they work together. Will Richards Bay start a scouting network around Africa to tap the talent in every corner, every tournament, CAF, your AFCON, your CHAN, and stuff like that? Thank you very much, Rob. Unknown player scout. Thank you.
Good evening, Rob, and good evening to the executive chairman of Parkway Group, Mr. Tinyane. Firstly, Mr. Tinyane, I just want to thank you for investing in football. I think this financial injection is going to give Richards Bay that financial muscle to be able to compete with other teams, particularly in a league where we don't have financial fair play, and they will also be able to retain and sign good players to compete and not find themselves in the situation where they have to save the status in the last day of the league. But my question to you, do you perhaps know how many Richards Bay games are going to be televised, so that you are able to make your projection in terms of how much brand coverage and brand mileage you are possibly going to get from this deal? And may your actions and your brave business decision inspire other business people to invest in football, so that our football can grow and so that we are able to see more teams competing equally in the country. Thank you so much.
Tebogo, thank you so much indeed. We've got all of what, 3 minutes left, Mr. Chair. How do you condense all of those comments that have come through right now, including the one from Tebogo?
Thanks, Rob. Look, for me, deriving mileage from media coverage can only happen when Richards Bay will be punishing certain teams. That automatically is going to happen, because you will be watching this team that has so much changed and is punishing other teams. So therefore, then I want to know that the PSL will then take a strategic decision to be saying, hey, I think now the PSL is beginning to be quite interesting. You know, we won't have a situation where 10 games before the last game, a team has won a league. That for me is, we are actually impacting our league by not necessarily competing in that particular way. We should be having at least 2-3 teams beginning to show that we can win this league. Not it must be from right to the last game. So that coverage, I think, is going to come from that particular strategy. You create it yourself. You attract it yourself. And therefore, I mean, that coverage is not only on television. This is the coverage.
Yeah.
Because you'll be, half the season, you'll be saying, Chairman, can you visit us and tell us, are you happy with what we are seeing and how far is still to be done? You know, let's evaluate something for purposes of getting it at that particular level. And as I said, it was intentional. It was intentional. I think that soccer is the only sector that is still in black hands. And us black and Africans in particular, what are we going to do to protect this for years and generations to come? And I want to thank you, Rob, for giving me the opportunity in understanding the path that we are going to be changing things. Definitely we are going to be changing things.
I mean, you got capacity to have a coach like Pietso Msimane at Richards Bay.
Yes.
Have you tried it?
Not as yet. I want to give the chairman, now that everything is bedded down, how does he see it?
Transfer?
Right?
It's a transfer season right now.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just quickly going, because time is not on our side. A transfer. How do you want to approach it? A couple of players were unveiled today. You'd want a deeper, broader squad.
Yeah,
I can imagine.
It's a pity that I'm traveling to Beijing on Friday.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, that one of the people that I was there was my lawyer, which is already looking into some contracts. Because to say one coach is the best, it will not be fair.
Yeah.
But there are a number of coaches that I know they are the best.
One of your best friends, talking about best, is Fiorentina Perez.
Amongst the rest, you can only say he is the best.
You would have learned a couple of things from him, right?
Yes.
Football-wise. Not that you need learnership.
No.
Because everybody learns through their own experience, but it's about the success and the desire to reach what they've done at the Santiago Bernabeu.
When I see that team and how many UEFA that they have won, it's amazing. They behave like their psyche changes when they're playing UEFA. So therefore then part of that must be imported and it must be infused into this club. That will be on a longer term basis, but on a shorter term basis, Richards Bay must win the league in the next coming season. Not this one, the second one.
You said this coming season they have to finish in the top three or four.
Yes.
What an absolute pleasure. The executive chairman of Parkway Group, Thabiso Tenyane. Thank you so much, Baba. I think you brought so much energy and excitement and joy and people want more engagement. We are out of time. I thank you. I wish you the best. You've got the best intentions, good intentions, and I could see very, very visibly the joy and relief of all the people in Richards Bay. And hopefully that home stadium gets sorted out so that home games can happen at home.
Yes.
Baba, thank you so much indeed. All the best.
Thanks, Rob.
I appreciate it, man. Catch you again tomorrow.
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.